Day Nighter. Inside the Toronto-Montreal train, a dark-haired woman drags her suitcase down the aisle. From where I sit, she appears life-sized. But when she steps into the rainy night under the sign that reads Cornwall, she's greeted by two tiny parents. The tiny dad grabs her large suitcase. It must be so heavy. And she follows, towering over them in her voluminous down coat, like some terrible freak duckling. All through Ontario, I see this scene repeated. Big lugs, like linebackers on steroids, put on their Queen's engineering jackets, step out into Home with the Folks for Christmas, suddenly gross. Where will the parents put them in such tiny houses, tiny beds? They'll stoop to enter their childhood rooms, accidentally crush the family dog. But each time they trail the shrunken couples to cars in the adjacent lots, just before the train pulls out, as they're talking, parents appraising them or announcing what's for dinner, the giants are bending to their tiny parents, already becoming smaller.